Yeah.
Dave, you think he can catch?
Oh, yeah. Here Send it over. Jingle, jangle. Happy Friday, everybody. We made it.
Happy Friday. The church key was still in the door.
Yeah. You know, I don't know about you, but I paid my property taxes last week. I could use a beer.
Oh, yeah. We all did. Tis the season.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Well,
I have two lots, one with the house on it and one with like a little wooded area.
Yeah.
And the difference is amazing. I think the wooded area is like 120.
Right. Makes you want to go out and get a camper, right?
Exactly. Put the old fifth wheel back
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I can live in a tent.
As long as it's mobile, it doesn't count, right? What do we have?
I don't know. I brought a mystery beer. This is unlabeled. I have no idea how old it was. It was in the cooler, so I thought we'd have a little fun. It looks to me like a brown ale.
That's
though.
What I was thinking. So how do you get, was this a dud or a misprint? Well, it's not even printed.
Oh, that was a very I was going to say,
you'd be bad at the scale. You can have the one with more. I got to work
the rest of the day.
Yeah,
okay.
Company meeting
well,
later.
I do too, yeah. You guys do a lot of meetings?
Too many.
Do you enjoy meetings?
Oh, I love them.
Yeah,
love
them. Yeah. Everybody loves a good meeting, right?
That's what I love.
A meeting
these
to
in
meet
the
about like what you're not going to get done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes I turn the camera off, get up and do other things, and then sit back down, shake the mouse.
Yeah, just to let them know you're still there.
Yeah.
Cheers. Happy Friday.
How was the week?
Good.
We're getting closer to. Oh, that's got a little sweeter.
Yeah, this might. No, this is the brown.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting closer to your winter Polka Fest. Malt.
Yeah, only, geez, 2 weeks away, I guess, after Saturday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's going to be a big shindig.
The big shindig, yeah.
Big shindig. We've got sturgeon spearing coming up next weekend.
Next
Valentine's
weekend.
Weekend.
Yeah, Valentine's.
That's a lot of love shacks out on,
the
Winnebago system.
So, what do you think happened? Do you think there's a lot of sturgeon spearing in those love shacks?
Or? You know, maybe very early in the morning.
Sure.
But about by 9, 10 o'clock, I mean, you're...
All bets are off.
All bets are off.
Don't come a-knocking if the shack is a-rocking.
That's right. Well, you gotta do your spearing. Then you have to get out, mingle with your friends, throw some brats on a grill.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you just hold them with your hand in front of the heater.
Right, yeah.
Then you go to the local watering hole.
Yeah.
You might partake in, some pull tabs or a few cold ones.
Yeah.
And then you got to go back and lock the shack up.
Right.
So whatever happens at that point.
Whatever happens, all bets are off.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then house parties afterwards.
Yeah. Well, we just delivered yesterday another barrel of Blue-Eyed Blonde over to TJ Harbor.
Yes.
And then 18 Hands is... They've got plenty of Knuth brews. I know they do stuff downtown for sturgeon spearing.
Yep,
so
for sure.
Yeah, we're well represented over in that neck of the woods. I think even Wentz has our beer over there too. So
yep. They're going to be very very busy. They already have the sturgeon the pole up at
do they?
Wentz. Obviously,
yeah.
Spearing's not till next weekend.
Right,
but,
right.
Got it all set. So
did I tell you we have special T-shirts coming for Polka Fest this year?
I knew there was one in the making, and
yeah.
I think, the one you asked for, the caricature?
Yeah, so I got the Tuba Dan cartoon character that you have on your window out here.
Yep.
And
did Dan set you up over at Graphic
Dan
Sign?
Dan over at Graphic Sign set us up. You know how we did last year, the Kenosha Kickers and John Candy's
Gus
character.
Gus Polinski.
Yeah, Gus Polinski drinks. So the slogan was, Gus Polinski drinks Blue-Eyed Blonde. We had a picture of the Blue-Eyed Blonde on there. Well, this year, we got a picture of Tuba Dan on there, and it says, Tuba Dan drinks Blue-Eyed Blonde. And then we got Polka 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 on the back like last year.
He still tells me the story of the ceremonial tuba hanging on the wall in the old beer hall across the street.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that was one of the last times he really saw four of everything. And Corky had to help walk him out.
Well, have I ever told you the story of the first time I really spent some time with Tuba Dan?
No.
So he actually played. We had a private wedding at our old, when we were in the old place. This was, I'm going to say, 2017, 2018.
Is that before the beer hall edition even?
Yeah, this is pre-beer hall. So it had to be pre-2019. So we had a private wedding on a Sunday, and they hired Tuba Dan and the polka band to come and play. I think even Danny and Michelle might have been there actually for it was the family band. Anyway,
I thought maybe he just did a tuba solo.
No, he was there, and tuba was playing, and we had the bar open, and we had My Sophia on tap at that particular time.
Oh, that's the heavier stuff.
That's the 9%er, yeah. But goes down like the blonde, you know? And tuba had one. He's like, wow, Dave, this is good stuff. Keep them coming, you know? And after about, I think, 4 or 5, he comes up. Hey, what the hell do you got in this stuff? You almost fell off the tuba chair, I think.
Yeah, that's when you stand up and you swing right around with the back of the bar stool. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. We're hoping to get him out. You know, I know he moves a little slower around these days. But
Well, he needs a My Sophia.
He needs a My Sophia to loosen up the joints.
Yeah. I mean, you think of back in the day when he was the president of the Wisconsin Polka Hall of Fame and they had the tour bus with the Tuba Dan family band, and he would drive the big red tour bus and go all over the Midwest.
Fantastic.
They would take trips. They would actually play in Arizona, California. They were all over.
Oh, well, he went to Munich a couple times Austria for playing.
He sat on Don Ho's piano one night in Hawaii. I've heard that story. That also, he had some
I've heard Sophia. Multiple versions of that story.
Yes, it was a little fuzzy. I think he tells multiple versions because he remembers multiple versions. But, yeah, so that should be a fun evening. Well, it's actually an all-day thing.
All day, yeah. So we have doors open at 11. We've, of course, got the Hy-V. Phil's setting us up over at Hy-V again with the wood-fired beer brats.
Ooh,
The jumbo brats with the coarse grind. So we'll have those going. We'll have the chili going. Doors open at 11. And then Tommy Schneider from Two Fifths Party Band will take the stage at noon. Noon to 3. And then from 3 to 4, we've got the Stein Tossen with the Freemasons over down in the brewery.
Sure.
So that's the stone-throwing medicine ball stuff. 100-pounders for the men, and I think it's 40-pounders for the ladies' division. And then at 4 o'clock, Copper Box on the main stage till the lights turn off, I guess.
Very cool.
I think 7 o'clock.
And you paid the power bill, so that's never going to happen.
Yeah, that's another reason why I need a beer here. I got my energy bill with these Arctic temperatures.
They always
19,000 square feet. It's like, oh, man.
They always throw the big bills during the slow months,
right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, you think you have a good year, and then, you know.
Anything else coming up between now and
tomorrow night, Taylor J.
Oh yeah, that's
five
right.
To
our
eight.
Film buddy.
Yeah, our film buddy. So he's gonna play some country, some rock. Great voice and great guitar player. So come on down to
just
see him tomorrow
night.
Just
a good guy all around.
Good guy all around. He's a good guy.
Good guy.
Five
to eight. Yep. All right. Contact info, Dave.
748-5188. We also have Prime Rib tomorrow night. So
beautiful.
Cheers.